From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We invite you to do what I just did, and that's go to WKOK.com, click on the internet, and make sure your school's still doing whatever schedule it was planning. We are updating some of the school districts here today as they change their daily announcements, so stay tuned to our internet. On the news line with us now, Dr. Matt Rose, who's on the line. He's the Dean of the Sigmund Wise School of Business at Susquehanna University. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. We can talk to you about the U.S. economy and the vaccine and the impact that coronavirus has had on our U.S. economy. So let's do a forward-thinking conversation here. We talked to the State Chamber of Commerce and the local Chamber of Commerce eventually, and they say, please mask up, get your vaccine, let's get this behind us so business can thrive. What's your view on this, this idea of a vaccine and other measures to avoid the spread of COVID-19 helping the business world and the economy?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, the economy, the fundamentals of the economy were quite strong prior to COVID. Once people feel comfortable to resume daily lives, you would see the economy come back. And I mean, we've already seen the economy come a long way back in a very short amount of time. But, you know, the unemployment rate now, what, 6.7%, I believe. It's just a little bit under 7%. Historically not terrible, but it was under 4% before, which admittedly is insanely good in the history of this country. But it will require us not being afraid to go out, to be willing to go to movies, to be willing to travel, and all of the things that do, you know, not only are fun, but stimulate the economy.
And what is the close connection? Really explain that most of the mitigation measures involve curtailing business. That seems to take the brunt of our measures that we, you know, the simple things that we can do to control the spread.
Sure. Well, I mean, a big issue is really the disruption. The economy does not like disruption. It doesn't like, and uncertainty is not good for the economy. So, for example, in a normal year, I go to see Broadway shows. Right? Like our family, that's what we enjoy doing. That we will travel, we'll see Broadway shows. In the midst of doing that, of course, we will, you know, go out to eat. We'll buy the tickets for the shows. Sometimes we might stay overnight. Sometimes we might not. All of those activities were completely curtailed. Now that does leave us funds that we can perhaps spend elsewhere, but the transition and, you know, the disruption in where funds get spent and where they don't get spent, that's why you do see some people have done very well, or some businesses have done very, very well, while other people have gone out of business. And part of the reason we're seeing, you know, we see the higher unemployment rates due to COVID.
Is there a citizen action? Is there something we should do now, maybe taking the or seriously considering taking the vaccine, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, anything to prevent the spread will be good for society. Not to mention, you know, if you take the vaccine, for example, and then you become immune, not only does it help you in not being able to get COVID, but you're also helping society because you would not then inadvertently spread COVID. And once we get to a low enough point, then you would assume businesses could reopen, right? This is a case where the economy and public health are pretty much aligned in wanting to kind of squash the virus.
Are we going to have a huge spring back this year?
I wish I was a fortune teller. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. I hope so.
Well, at some point we will have a spring back, right? I mean, a lot of people just took their stimulus money and put it in the bank.
Once COVID is in the rearview mirror, one would expect the economy should resume again. There's no reason to think, you know, the unemployment rate was, they were at historic lows. And, you know, the year before COVID, I'd argued, it could have been argued that year the economy was the greatest it has ever been in the history of the country, in the year before COVID. And once the concerns about the virus are gone, we could expect that to happen again.
Some companies are offering their employees to get the vaccine with a financial incentive. Explain the mindset there.
Yeah, and this is something actually I did some research with a colleague from Susquehanna, Nick Clark, and a colleague from Kenyon College, Jay Corrigan. We studied people's willingness to get the vaccine and actually how much they'd be paid for it. So part of my research methods over time have been experimental auctions, where in a typical auction, somebody will offer how much they would pay for something, and then you get an estimate of the demand curve. Well, for a vaccine, it's actually the opposite. We ran an auction where we were asking people how much they would need to pay us, or I'm sorry, how much we would need to pay them in order to get vaccinated. So we offered, this was real money. We were saying, look, the winner of this auction, we will pay. So everybody would put in a bid on how much they would need to get vaccinated, and then we pay the person, instead of the highest bidder in a typical auction, we pay the lowest bidder, because of course we want the best deal. But it actually gets, essentially, it gets the accurate values of how much people would need to get vaccinated. What we found is about half of our population that we studied, which we studied college students, half of the population was willing to get the flu shot for free when we studied the flu shot. But of those who weren't willing to get the flu shot for free, over half of those individuals would have been willing to get it for $20 or less. So it's not like they were anti-vaccine. They just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's a pain, right? I don't really want to go to the health center. I'm a little bit afraid of needles or whatever it is. But, you know, you give them $20, they're happy to do it. And actually, we found in our sample, over 95%, if you offered $100, would have been willing to get the vaccine. Many of them would have been willing to do it for free, but once you offer $100, they're, you know, 95% were willing to do this. There's no reason something like this couldn't happen with COVID as well. Providing a modest incentive would swing a lot of people. A lot of people might think, I'm not sure, you know, maybe other people should get it first. I don't like needles. Let's build up the herd immunity from others. But if somebody's offering you a couple $100s, that can change things.
Now, please tell me somebody in the room didn't say, well, now that we've established what you are, we're just quibbling over price.
We're just quibbling over the price. Nobody, that didn't happen.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, your virtual meetings are pretty upbeat affairs. I'm sure about that. Well, tell me about this incentive. Why is a financial incentive so key here? It's more than just having a couple of more dollars. Otherwise, the 20 wouldn't really be enough to do much. But there's some acceptance of, you know, your company's willingness to do this.
Well, there would be something. There's companies, and I've actually also argued, and I know a congressperson last week actually discussed tying, if there is another stimulus, tying at least some of that stimulus funds to getting vaccinated. But the goal on the vaccination, not 100% of the population doesn't need to get the vaccine, right? Enough of the population needs to get vaccinated to where we have herd immunity, where we have enough people who cannot contract COVID and cannot spread COVID that it basically dies out or goes down to so minimal it's not something we really have to worry about on the same scale. So the idea with a financial incentive, there are some people, you know, the term anti-vaxxers, that just will oppose a vaccine for almost any price. And indeed, in our study, we saw that. We saw some people put in enormous amounts. They said, if you want me to get the vaccine, it's going to be, you know, thousands of dollars. But for most people, it's not quite that strong of a preference. Maybe they don't want it. Maybe it's a fear of needles. Maybe it's something else. They really don't want it, but for $100 or $200 or $400, yeah, they'll do it for that amount, right? It makes it worth their time. Like for a flu shot, I know there are a number of people each year who don't mind getting the flu shot, but they were busy and they just simply didn't schedule the flu shot, right? I mean, like that, you hear reports of that every year. With the COVID vaccine, only half or so of the doses in Pennsylvania have actually been administered right now. So like Pennsylvania, I believe it's something as of yesterday, 1.4 or 1.5 million doses in the state, and only half of those doses have gotten into people's arms. Now, some of that, I think, is in the way it was rolled out, that, you know, in theory, you should be just giving these to the firms that know how to get shots in people's arms and loosening up the restrictions so people can go and get them. You're starting to see that now. There was a news story in the Daily Item yesterday about Evans, maybe it was today, Evans lines were overwhelmed with people who wanted the shot. But some of the problem certainly been the rollout, but some of the problem is people are turning it down. And we've had stories of healthcare workers actually saying, no, I don't want this yet. And that's going to slow down the pace to get to herd immunity.
All right, well, vaccine hesitancy is the name that doctors give it when they're talking about this. You have an open mic. You have a minute left. Anything else important to add to our conversation?
I'm an economist. I can't give medical advice, but for the good of the economy, getting vaccinated and doing everything to cut down the rate of spread would certainly be good. It's not just for a public health issue, but the sooner we squash COVID, the sooner we should be able to get back to kind of more of a thriving economy.
Well, I love science fiction, so anything that has me participating in something called warp speed is fine with me. So I'll get my vaccine when the time comes. Dr. Rosu, I really only have about 100 other questions about 100 other topics, so please check back in the weeks ahead, and we want to talk to your colleague, Mr. Clark, and your Kenyon College individual. I think there's a lot more to talk about this willingness and incentives and thinking like the boss pops into my mind, that most people don't think like the boss all the time, but for $1,000... I'll think like him and walk like him for a day or so, and we'll see how that goes. Thank you so much, Dr. Rosu.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care.
And that is Dr. Matt Rosu, Dean of the Sigmund Y. School of Business at Susquehanna University.